UNESCO describes literacy as a human right, a tool of personal empowerment and a means for social and human development. And although illiteracy is a problem which predominantly affects developing countries, I know literacy issues are also a major educational and social problem in the UK. Can you tell us, first of all, a little bit about the work of the UK's National Literacy Trust and what it does to address these issues?
As you say, literacy within the United Kingdom remains a significant problem. About one in six adults in the United Kingdom have problems to some extent with reading, writing, basic literacy issues. We address literacy across society really as a matter of social justice through community-based programmes, through work in settings like prisons and in situations where people are more likely to have low levels of literacy. And we also campaign at a national level. So I was spending this morning in the Houses of Parliament in London talking to MPs and to politicians about the importance of literacy within society.
The relationship between literacy and technology is a hot topic at the moment. On the one hand, technology plays an important part in the development of literacy. Children learn to read and write on computers, on iPads, on Kindles. On the other hand, widespread use of technology could be seen as hindering the development of child literacy in the sense that ubiquitously available videos and games might constitute a disincentive to spend time reading. So how do you think overall the development of technology has impacted literacy?
Literacy isn't an absolute. Literacy is relative to the society and the culture which you live in. Literacy really is the group of skills you need to read and write and communicate effectively in society. Now, if the very nature of literacy itself shifts, then the skills you need shift as well. So the fundamental thing is actually the introduction of technology into so many social and political and information settings means that actually what it means to be literate these days has changed. We're seeing technology being introduced far more into schools, into colleges, into places where people learn, and that's right, that's appropriate. The issue is, though, also that technology is part of a much bigger diversion across society around the way in which people communicate and spend their time, which means as well as recreating and redefining literacy, technology is also frequently offering diversions from traditional literate activities, and that's where tension can develop.
World Literacy Day was first started by UNESCO in 1946. What sort of role do you think the initiative has played since then in raising international awareness of literacy issues?
I think fundamentally, International Literacy Day has achieved a very significant framework for understanding the nature of literacy, not simply as a matter of schools and how good an education system is, but actually as a fundamental issue of human rights across the developing and the developed world. International Literacy Day has helped us understand that literacy isn't simply a schools-based issue, but is actually a foundation of equality within society.
And what are the major literacy goals in the UK and worldwide for the next few years?
Looking across the world, there's kind of two themes around literacy. The first is access. I mean, globally, almost 800 million adults still lack literacy skills. And frequently, that's to do with access to primary education across the world and access to strong educational support. But there's another story facing countries like the United Kingdom, which is one about the demand for literacy skills. So how is it you raise aspirations? How is it you actually raise people's hopes for their futures, which makes them value literacy skills and see literacy as a key element in their future success? Those two themes of access and aspiration really sit at the heart of tackling literacy globally at the moment.